Men on Boats, Bradley University presenting. 10 explorers, 4 boats, 1 Grand Canyon, Hartman Center for the Performing Arts, April 17th through the 20th. There's a couple of folks in our studio. Director Dan Matisa. Hi, Dan.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. And Sam is here, Sam McCauley. Director Dan, star Sam, right?
Yes.
You starring?
Yes.
Okay. Wait a minute. The name of the show is Men on Boats.
I know.
Well, we're going to get to that in a second. I want you to explain yourself, lady. Dan, tell me about this show. I've heard of this somewhere, and I can't place what I know about it.
Yeah, it's a great show. It was written in 2017, 2018 by this terrific playwright, Jacqueline Backus. It played off-Broadway in New York. It made the regional rounds, and being done in a lot of college campuses. ISU did do it last year. That may have been the production that you heard about. I went and saw that production. It was great. I read this play several years ago. I thought it was hilarious and fun and funny and creative.
What are we doing? Just taking a trip?
So we are in 1869 on the Green and Colorado Rivers. We are following the John Wesley Powell expedition, the famous expedition that mapped a lot of the unmapped previously unmapped portions of the Green and Colorado. So we're in Wyoming and Utah and Arizona.
So far, this does not sound hilarious.
Well, now imagine, Amy Poehler and Maya Rudolph and Tina Fey and you know, Melissa McCarthy going down
okay,
the Colorado.
Okay, now it's getting funny.
Because even though it's Men on Boats, it is, to quote the playwright, this journey was taken historically by cisgender white males. The cast should not be.
And so that's hilarious. So that's where you come in.
That is
who
where
do
I'm
you
from.
Play, Sam?
I play John Wesley Powell, who's the leader of the expedition.
So John Wesley Powell, for folks who don't remember that in history class,
We know Lewis and Clark as explorers, but there were many others.
Yeah, exactly. He was one of the top ones, right?
Yep, he sure
and
was.
As you said, mapped that whole part of the world. Can you imagine that, to be honest with you?
Oh, gosh,
yeah,
no.
You go out in the middle of nowhere, and not only do you not have, you have to not die.
Yeah.
Right? That's high.
Yeah, that is high.
But then you have to, like, take notes and do things and be a scientist and all of that. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and Powell was very much into the science aspect of it. That was his big thing, and that is not my thing at all.
So. Now, most people in theater are not into the science.
That's not mine. No.
We know that. Dan's a theater guy. I've done a few things.
Is it fun? Because a lot of people, there's many theaters around, but they're doing older plays. Is it fun to find? I mean, how many newer plays, written plays are
out? That's a good idea. Yeah.
I'll tell you, we try to do, at Bradley Theater, we try to do a mix. Like, for example, in the fall, we did Romeo and Juliet. We're doing this new play. Next semester, we'll probably mix in a classic as well as a newer play. So we like to give our students a good mix of classical and contemporary theater.
And Sam, what's your background as far as theater? You've been doing it all your life since you're a kid?
Pretty much, yeah. Started out in summer camps and theater, and then went through high school and through my community and came
and
to
Bradley. And where are you from?
I'm from Arlington Heights, Illinois.
Are you a speech teamer?
No, I was not.
And
but a lot of my friends were.
And where are you in your journey? Are you a senior going in?
I'm a junior.
You're a junior now, so you got one more year.
One more year.
So you know what these next two plays are going to be, and you got to say, give me a spot. Give me a spot.
That's the goal.
How many people in the cast?
There are 11 in this cast. 11 hilarious, great, wonderful performers.
Is it slapstick or like farce kind of thing?
Somewhat. Yeah. We are... gently spoofing these guys.
Okay.
we are having fun with the idea of this sort of macho journey that's happening. But it's not cynical. It's actually a kind of a loving and funny tribute to these guys. We've built a big canyon on stage and a river. We have 4 boats.
Wow.
I mean, it is physical and fun and funny and wacky.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Sam McCauley.
Mm-hmm.
She plays, what's the guy's name again?
John Wesley Powell.
Thank you. I couldn't even remember 3 minutes ago.
Okay.
Dan Matisse is the director. Bradley University, Men on Boats. Get tickets at bradley.edu/theater. Easy to do. There are a number of performances, April 27th through the 20th, 7:30, matinee on the 21st at the Hartman Center, which is a great place to see a show.
Yeah, it sure is.
Always good. Good to see you both. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.